Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging Word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about holiness. I was telling you some of the changes that have been wrought in our society because of the feminist movement, which began back in the late 60s and early 70s. It was very interesting to me to find that the Wall Street Journal outlined some of these changes. In Cosmopolitan magazine, there was an article called How to Attract a Man Like Crazy, and it said these are the very best tips we've ever offered. Danielle Crittenden, the author of the Wall Street Journal article, says, two decades of feminist influence on popular culture indicate that women are as neurotically insecure today, as preoccupied with getting married as feminist writers say they were three decades ago. The magazines now with the most contented readerships, listen to this now, are Family Circle, Good Housekeeping. What does that say about the effect of feminism on our society? Well, it just corroborates some of the damage that I've been talking about that I see feminism having done. But what does this have to do with holiness? I read to you a prayer of Paul the Apostle for Christians in Colossians, written probably in around A.D. 30. And I tried to contrast what Paul was saying for them with Wall Street Journal's column. We see trouble, restlessness, anxiety, loneliness, fear, and perplexity. Now, is this a program which is coming to offer you a solution to every one of these things? Trouble, restlessness, anxiety, loneliness, fear, and perplexity? You're not listening to a woman who is here to offer you pink pills of patent solutions. I want you to learn, and I'm trying in my own walk with the Lord, to learn to find in those experiences not a solution in terms in which the world would offer it, how to close a deal, for example, what men want. And one of those articles said you need to learn to roll your shoulders elegantly or catch a man's eye. But I am offering you a chance to learn the sufficiency of God. He is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're not here to get answers or solutions from Him, but to receive Him. And that's a very big difference. Too often, I think, we imagine the Christian life is as something which is a panacea for all of our problems. We are very problem-oriented, aren't we, in our industrial society. But I see the Christian life primarily as receiving Jesus Christ, receiving Him first of all as Savior from my sin, coming to Him, acknowledging my helplessness, my inability to live a pure life, my need to be saved from myself. But it is a matter also of walking with Him, receiving Him in every experience of life. And that's why sometimes I end my program by saying, remember that every experience, if offered to Jesus, can be your gateway to joy. I actually believe that trouble can be a gateway to joy, that the very experience of restlessness and anxiety is given to us. It is allowed to us. God permits it in our lives in order that we may turn to Him. If you want to read a ringing testimony to how a man's restlessness and fear and loneliness and perplexity destroyed him for a long time, and then how that man found the answer to all of those things in surrendering himself to God, read the ancient confessions of St. Augustine. He describes in excruciatingly vivid detail his restlessness. And he said, O God, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. The feminist movement is a Marxist movement. It is thoroughly godless. No wonder they have no solutions to offer to the restlessness and the anxiety and the loneliness and the fear and the perplexity. No wonder nothing has changed on those fronts in the 20 or 30 years since feminism began to take hold of our minds. Accept what God has to offer. Now, what does He offer? What is God offering to you and me today? Well, He offers life. Life with a capital L. He offers love, joy, peace. How do I get these? The first step is an acknowledgement of my need. I must come to Him in humility and in honesty and say, Lord, I can't make it on my own. I've made a mess of my life. I have not found what I'm looking for in any of the places I've looked. Lord, You have said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I need You. Now back to yesterday's prayer and what it reveals of the needs of the Colossians. Colossians 1, 9 to 14. He doesn't talk about quick fixes there either. But he is talking about permanent ones, something called eternal salvation. Now, at this point, I suppose there might be some listeners who have already switched me off. Same old stuff, that salvation stuff. Well, that's right. Nothing that's true is new. When you listen to Elizabeth Elliot, you're listening to old-fashioned religion. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. It's not new-fashioned. I'm not telling you Jesus will make you rich or happy or famous. I'm telling you that Jesus is offering you life with a capital L. Jesus is offering you freedom and forgiveness for your sins. Jesus can give you peace in the midst of your pain. I know that's true. I've experienced it. And thousands of other people have experienced the same thing. Not necessarily a solution, but a very different thing, something that the world will never in a million years be able to give you. Peace in the midst of your pain. There's an old hymn that says, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. For 'twas on that old cross that the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some day for a crown. You who are in pain, remember that Jesus went to that hill far away. He was nailed to that old rugged cross, not that you and I might not suffer, but that our sufferings might be like His. The Bible says He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. It was by His wounds that you and I may be healed. Well, some of you may be saying, I've done all that. I'm saved. I went forward in a Billy Graham campaign. Well, thank God. If you actually got up out of your seat and walked down that aisle, as Billy Graham always invites people to do, to make a public profession of faith in front of tens of thousands, thank God. You must have been sincere, at least at the moment. Maybe things have sort of faded away since then. Do you still think you have that free ticket to heaven? Well, I'm not going to question the reality of your decision on that day. But what I do want to remind you is that once you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and accepted his free offer of salvation and forgiveness, then it means a daily surrender, a continual walking in obedience. If you're in pain, perplexity, loneliness, offer that up to him. Surrender it. Just let go. Accept the conditions of your life. Accept them with thanksgiving, because it is in these very conditions, in the context in which you are today, that God wants to reveal himself to you. Do you believe that? I believe it with all my heart. No matter what happens today, that I know nothing about now, but God knows all about it, I believe with all my heart that God is in charge. I don't care what happens. Now, I can say that by faith, because I do believe that he's got the whole world in his hands. And so I can accept the conditions with thanksgiving, seeking in the empty places of my life his fullness, in my fears, his confidence, in my sadness, his joy. May you find that today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.